the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.
Hey, this is Roy Richardson, the Tech Troublemaker, and it's another episode of the One-Off Technology Podcast Live. Tonight, we're going to talk about everything Apple announced this week. I made some predictions on my Sunday night show, which, by the way, I have a show that comes on Sunday nights. This just makes a little fun of tech. Not that I don't make fun of tech here, but that's definitely the focus of the Sunday night show. But tonight's show, what our purpose is to talk about everything Apple announced, and did I get it right? Second of all, we'll talk about what Google has announced. Today was their big day. I guess luckily they waited till Apple got done and said, okay, well, we got some stuff too. We'll talk about that. And then we want to talk a little bit about Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, because, hey, maybe that supply chain thing I mentioned in last week's episode, yeah, we're going to talk about that. But I'm going to talk about some of my wish list items, some of the things I think you would like, some of the things I would like. It'll be awesome. So, let's get started. Let's hit the boards. And hopefully my music is turned down low enough. All right, here we go. So Apple had a big event on October 18th. If you're watching a replay, well, it was a Monday and Apple came out and, Tim came out and said, hey, we got some stuff for you to say. Come look. They didn't do one more thing. Did you miss one more thing? I know I missed Steve Jobs one more thing. Tim should have kept it going, right? Just saying. So, here, what did I predict? We'll find out. Alright, so first of all, I predicted that Apple would release a 16-inch MacBook Pro. I was right. They did release a 16-inch MacBook Pro. Okay, they announced one anyway. And just for fun, I went out and fully spec'd out one. I want everything. I want all the gadgets. So, and we'll talk about the chips, because they announced some new chips. I got some stuff wrong there. We'll talk about that too. But, so, if I got a totally tricked out 16-inch MacBook Pro, which has the M1 Max chip, yes, I know it's confusing, Pro with Max chip, 64 gig of RAM, 8 terabytes of solid-state storage, 16-inch liquid Retina XDR display, which that's not an option, you get that with all of it, more ports. I was so excited. There's an SD card slot. It's back. They figured out people need SD card slots. What was that all about? I mean, my 2015 MacBook Pro had it, and then it went away. It just went away. So, like all those people do photography, even myself, I have SD cards for different gadgets. Thank you for putting the reader back. You should have been doing that all along. But, and it's got three Thunderbolt 4 ports. And it has one HDMI port. You can actually do up to 3 monitors with this thing, as opposed to the MacBook Pro M1, the 13-inch that came out, which sadly can only do 1 monitor unless you use DisplayLink, which is a technology that basically does over USB-C. Anyway, but if you trick out, get every possible option. It's only $6,099 in US. There you go. And if you order it, you can get it sometime between December 10th and December 23rd. They'll ship it for free, and they'll even miss Christmas for free. Yeah, I'm just saying. Then I said this was a good possibility that a 14-inch MacBook was coming out. So I was right, and I had fun there. I wanted to trick it out also, put the Max chip in, 64 gig, 8 terabytes, and it's only $5,899. If you get that close, you might as well get the 16-inch. I'm just saying. There you go. All right. And then I told you they announced AirPod 3s, third-gen AirPods, which they did. So they announced AirPod 3s, which have their new spatial sound and everything, and longer battery life. That was the key thing. Everything had longer battery life, according to Apple. So that was pretty exciting. Everything has longer battery life. Hey, Sammy. I'm going to ask you here in a few minutes what you think about all the stuff that was announced yesterday at Apple. So anyway. So what I got wrong. So I didn't know what they were going to name the new processor. The rumor mill said M1X. But instead, you got M1 Pro and M1 Max. So what is the Pro chip? Well, the M1 Pro has 10 CPU, central processing unit cores, and 16 GPU, graphic processing cores. And then, but if you get the Max, you can get 10 cores of CPU and 32 GPU cores. So this thing is going to smoke. I mean, my M1 Mac Mini smokes. I love it. It's amazing. It's super fast. I can't even imagine what this is going to be like. I just can't. So luckily I don't have to, because I'm going to stick with my Mac Mini until it runs off, the wheels fall off or whatever. All right. So I had no idea what Apple would call these chips. So if one of the processors is called M1 Max, and then does that mean it's maxed out? See, here's my concern. You call it M1 Max. Does it mean that chip is maxed out? That's all you can do with it? I guess they'll have to go to like an M2 Max or something when the next one comes out. Maybe we're like iPhones now. So we're going to do processors like iPhones, and maybe the next processor is the M2, and they'll have a Pro and a Max, or and then just an M2. So that'll be interesting. I guess we'll see what happens. And now, I can't imagine needing more than 64 gig of RAM. Though Bill Gates never said 640K of memory. He always gets quoted saying, hey, 640K, who would ever need that much memory? And here we are talking about a laptop with 64 gig of RAM. I'm like, I can load multiple entire movies in memory. It's just crazy. But you know, if you go and you get every function on the MacBook Pro 16, it's $6,100 in U.S. money. I better not ever need another computer again for 10 years if I spend that kind of money. I'm like, come on, I can almost buy a used car in COVID money. All right, so here are the takeaways. Apple releases two MacBook Pros, each with two processor options. The 14 with either the Pro or the Max chips. You can starting at $1,199. That's a good laptop for that price. It's a little more I want to pay, but it's a good laptop. Maxed out, the 14-inch is $5,899 US. Or you got the 16-inch with either the Pro or the Max chips. You can get the baseline for $2,499. That's $2,499 US dollars. Or you can max it out at $6,099. Again, that small price point, I would go with the 16 if I had that kind of money. The AirPod 3s, $179. They have spatial sound, and they're water and sweat resistant. Okay? Now, here's my verdict on this. The MacBook Pros with the Pro chip, are you confused yet? That's a good deal if you need a beast of a machine for what you do. The MacBook Pros with the Max chip is if you're a creative type who edits lots of video, or you're a developer who develop intense games and stuff. And so, yeah. But then the AirPods 3, well, unless you exercise a lot, because I exercise in my AirPod second gens, and I've never had an issue with it. But unless you exercise a lot, or if you want even better sound quality, because you can tell the difference, that spatial sound, yeah, because the AirPod 3s do not have noise cancellation, which was the big feature of the AirPod Pros. So what would I do? I would just go with the AirPods, the second gen, unless you just need it. The only thing that's the AirPod, well, AirPod 3 has spatial sound, also wireless charging. So there was the Gen 2s, you had the wireless charging was a feature there. So you got wireless charging. The battery life's more, so maybe it's worth the extra $40 or so, and the AirPods second gens keep going on sale. I've seen them as low as like $109. You keep watching, we get closer, they're going to try to reduce inventory, you'll find a deal on the AirPods second gen, so think about it. And also, the AirPod Pros, well, you just came out with AirPod 3s. If you wait a little bit, maybe they're going to come out with an AirPod 3 Pro that has a noise cancellation, which is really the big selling point for the Pros. Because their battery life is less than the AirPods, it seems. It just feels that way. Could be wrong, but it just sort of feels that way. Next up, and Google said, well, okay, we're going to top you with this. Okay, no, we're not. We're not going to top you with anything. I'm sorry. So, Google today, this is, I have to look at the calendar. I don't even know what that is. But October 19th, if you're watching a replay, Google announced the Pixel 6 for $599 US and the Pixel 6 Pro for $899 US. The Pixel Pro is a little bit faster and a little bit bigger. Announced Android 12, which is the latest version of the Android operating system, and both have, listen to this now, 50 megapixel cameras. So this is actually better than the camera in the Samsung Galaxy 20, but less than the iPhone 13 in quality. But Pixel Pro has a better optical lens, so you can actually do just a little bit of zoom with that. So that's a pretty cool thing. And then Google, not to be outdone by Apple's answer to processors, has come up is using a Tensor chip, which previously they used for AI. If you did Google Cloud, you wanted to do AI, you got to do processing on a Tensor chip computers. And so now they've taken that processor and they put it into the phone. And so it's going to give better AI performance, image optimization, better voice to text. Voice to text is going to rock. You know, when you say, okay, I can't say the G word because there's a critter in here that will activate when I say that magic phrase. But it's going to do better voice recognition. And these are flagship phones compared to the Samsung and others. So you really can't go wrong with either of these. I think the Pixel 6, if you're an Android fan, is the Android phone of the moment to go with. That would be my verdict. So, all right, there is my verdict. If you want that Android phone, well, these two pixels is the way to go, seriously. And the Android phone looks so crisp. I love the tweaks to the interface. It's just really cool. It makes me kind of miss my Android phone a little bit. So, Big Red says, hey, Roy. And then he asks this question, why are they bigger? Can't they compress the data into a smaller device? Well, it's the screen size. It's all about the screen size. Everybody wants a big screen so you can watch movies, you can play games. Think about what you do on your phone these days. Do you watch YouTube? Do you watch Netflix? Do you watch Hulu or HBO Max or any of the 10,000 streaming services? You may even watch Peacock. Somebody out there has to be watching Peacock. It's still around. Or even Paramount Plus. Somebody somewhere is watching Paramount Plus. I'm sure of it. But they had to make the screen bigger because more and more people are consuming video on their phones. Google says 70% of all traffic on YouTube is off of a mobile device. 70%. So think about it. All those YouTube videos that people are watching are on their phones. Okay? Now, let's talk about a couple of things here. So, last week's episode, I talked about supply chain, shipping delays, yada, yada, yada. So, here's my Christmas wish list for you. Here's your action items. So, if your Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate involves tech, you may want to buy stuff soon, like really soon. Go make a Christmas wish list or whatever holiday you celebrate. Start asking family, significant others, people you care about what they want for Christmas or your preferred holiday, and start planning. Expect early deals for whatever they have in stock. So vendors are like, you know, we've got all these AirPod 2s in stock, so let's have a deal on them so we can clear our inventories and make a sale. Okay, so So here are the things I think people in your life might like. First of all, if you lose things a lot, like I do, then the Apple AirTags are really awesome if you have an iPhone. If you're not an iPhone person, then I recommend Tile. Tile has just done a big upgrade to the Tile sensors. So Tile came out first, and it was a Bluetooth device that lets you connect it to things so you could take your phone and find them. And it worked on a really low band of Bluetooth, and multiple devices could talk and everything. And Amazon now helps Tile find it in more places. So if you didn't turn off the spying app, the Sidewalk app, turn off Sidewalk on your Amazon device in your house, then Tile will talk to it and search other people's houses to try to find your stuff. If you are an Apple person, then AirTag works a little bit better than Tile, though Tile did just come up with an improvement. I don't have any experience with the new Tile, so I don't know if the improvements match it with the AirTags, but the AirTags are amazing, and you can get a little keychain to put one of those in it and attach the keychain to things you care about, and then you can find them wherever. All right. Next up, AirPods 3rd Gen. So I'm kind of on the fence here. I mean, if you need AirPods, they do have the extra battery life. They are water and sweat resistant. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good deal. I just, $179 is too much. I really do think, I wish it were cheaper. There's no feature here that says, oh, wow, this is it. Because you can get the AirPods 2nd Gen. I bet they can be $99, even $89 right around Christmas if people still have inventories left. Okay, next up, if you want an Android phone, I'd recommend the Pixel 6. If you're looking to buy an Android phone, I would say that the Pixel 6 is the way to go. Yeah. Just saying. I miss my Android phones. I do, because you could customize everything on an Android phone. The walled garden of an Apple phone means I can't trick out everything. I can't, but anyway. That's just my complaint. Hey, there you go. This is a hint from my wife. I want the Shure MV7 XLR USB dynamic podcasting microphone. It never goes on sale. Well, I did see some price drops. I'd see it drop like $20, but so this is a hint for my wife if she has to be watching, or if she's watching a replay. This is what I want for Christmas. Just gonna say, I'll put it in my Amazon wish list. Okay. This is for the content creator in your life. I don't need one, but if I wanted to go and do YouTube or Facebook or Zoom meetings or whatever, then I recommend the Logitech 922. This is a good general purpose webcam. It has decent zoom. That's the only problem I have with the webcams, is that they don't have zoom. I mean, for example, the camera I'm on right now, look how fast it zooms. If I put things up there, I don't know, I'm trying to find something here. A box. Yeah, here's a box. See how fast it zooms? Webcams can't do that, unfortunately. But if you are just doing streaming, you can't go wrong with a webcam. Webcams are an excellent way to get started. Of course, if you have a camera on your laptop, use that. Get started. Push the record button. It's not over. YouTube still has plenty of room. There's still plenty of room. Facebook is trying so hard to get people to live stream on Facebook. So I'm probably going to start live streaming this show over there as well here shortly. They want you on both platforms. Hey, Facebook feels like Google's kind of letting, YouTube's leaving them in the dark and just passing them by. So here you go. But this is an excellent camera. I've seen it even cheaper. So if you use like Capital One Shopping app or Honey, you can do a price watch. And they must be plentiful enough that you can get them, because not that big a delay to get them shipped to your house. The C920 also is excellent. I'll show you an example. Okay, this is the C920. This is my webcam. You can get this for like around 60 something bucks US. This is an excellent camera for live streaming. Most of the early episodes of this show were using that camera. So, let's go back. Yeah. Most early episodes of the show were using that camera, so it's a good camera. I promise you, you won't be sad. You'll be happy until you get to the point where you want to spend more money and get even more quality. But go live, hit that button. That's what I'm saying. Go live, hit that button. All right. Next. Okay. If you do get a mirrorless camera or DSLR, then for the content creator in your life, you need the Cam Link 4K, because you can go HDMI out of your camera, however some will require like a mini HDMI down to it, and then you take this and plug it into your computer. This works on Mac, it works on PC, and allows you to take that and level up the stream so that it looks better. I have this device, I use this with my camera. The camera you're watching right now is on a Cam Link 4K. It's just such a great device. I've seen it cheaper. eBay occasionally has this for like $99. So, also, if you're the content creator in your life, so I don't have this light. I have others, which I'll talk about. I have Newer brand lights. Newer, that's a brand name, N-E-W-W-E-R. And I have the RGB 660s as my lights in my studio here. And I love them. But if I had to do it all over again, I would buy two of this light right here. They go right on your desk. They stand up right above where you're at. And you can control them with an app on Mac, Windows, Android, iPhone. So it's really cool to be able to control them on the app. They're way more responsive than the newer ones are. But you're paying that extra to get that to be that responsive. But anyway, but yeah, if I had to do it again, these would be the lights I would go with. And I put links to all this stuff in my description. I'm going to warn you, they are affiliate links. So it's not going to make it cost anymore. But if you did click on those links, I might get a commission, which I use to invest to put on this channel. So, all right. If you have a smart home, I love the Wyze Labs stuff. We have a Wyze camera. They're just, you can't beat the price point. This is such a good deal to add smart plugs to your house, and then you load an app onto your phone, and then you can add it to Google or Alexa. Whew, I got away with saying that G word. Anyway, Google or Alexa, and you can say, hey, turn on so-and-so, turn on so-and-so. You know, you can name all your electrical outlets, which is what I did. I named all my outlets, so yeah. Well, let's take a moment to catch up on everybody here. Let's see. Big Red says, hey, I was just talking about the AirTags recently. It's something that I need for Christmas. If anyone wants to get me something, that would be it. So go get your spouse to come watch the show. Get your family to come watch the show. Have them like and subscribe, by the way, when they come in. And, you know, yes. Have them subscribe so that no new episodes of my show comes out. And then definitely have them, you know, see what you want. There you go. Say, hey, you need to go watch Roy's show, a tech troublemaker guy. He was talking about Christmas wishlist items, and I hadn't mentioned it on one. Don says, Big Red, I'm hoping my Secret Santa gets me a new gadget for Christmas. Yes, I need to see your list. I would have included your wishlist items on this show had you told me ahead of time. So, let's see. It is on my Amazon wishlist, yes. I've already added the Shure MV7 onto my wish list. Not the MV7X. The MV7, because it does USB. XLR's great, but I'm not ready to go there yet. Okay. Next up, Big Red wants to know, are there sites that give out discounts for tech? I need good stuff and good deals. The Capital One shopping, even if you don't have a Capital One card, does a pretty good job of finding deals. You go on Amazon, you'll find something that costs this much, and then there's somebody selling it on eBay brand new at a lower price, and or another site like, you know, Amazon doesn't have it, B&H Photo does, it's cheaper, or you know, that type of thing. So, and Honey does a decent job. It's kind of a draw sometimes. Honey does better at finding discounts. I'm sure there Camel is a great thing to use for Amazon to have it do a search for prices and to show you what the cheapest and the highest price something is, and they'll do a watch list for you and tell you. So Camel is a plugin that you can add to Chrome that works on Amazon to help you do a watch list to find stuff cheaper. So that's a fun thing there. Yeah, going back to the boards. All right, so next up for your smart home, the Echo Dot 4Gen. So this is a really cool speaker. Now they have a version that's a little bit cheaper that doesn't have the clock, but I really like the clock. I like the clock functionality because I like to know what time it is. Sure, I have a watch, but it's so much easier to just look there and say, hey, there's a device that says it's whatever time it is, 9:24. And you'll notice right here the little green thing. That's the Capital One app where it's been watching and trying to find me a better deal, you know, for stuff like that. Okay. Next, for your smart home, I highly recommend the Nest Learning Smart Thermostat. I absolutely love ours. I can tell my devices to change the temperature. I can do it on my phone, Android or iPhone. I can say, hey, I want you to cool the house down. And, I need you to heat the house up. Or I can tell it set temperature to the living room. This. So, really cool. I really love it. I couldn't find any deals on it. This is one of those, there's such a crazy price fluctuation. I do recommend. I do have a link to Amazon in the description. You can go there and click on it and take a look at it. But I'd be on the lookout for a price, you know, trying to find a better price. Okay. This is awesome. This is Akasa Outdoor Smart Plug, also for the smart home person in your life. It's got two sockets on it. So, like, for example, right now we have a dragon in our front yard, an inflatable dragon. So, cool, like, say, Amazon, you know, Alexa, turn off my inflatable dragon, whatever I name it. Or when Christmas comes, I could use it for Christmas lights to turn them off and on, so I don't have to go behind the tree to turn them off and on. So, you know, you can name each one of these outlets a different name and then tell your Alexa device, hey, turn off so-and-so. Good stuff. Okay? That's the end of that part of the show. So, hey, behind the scenes there. Let's go there. So, that is the scoop for tonight. They're your homework. You need to do your shopping list now. I'm not kidding. It's going to be hard to get stuff the closer you get to Christmas. So if there are tech gadgets, you're going to be really surprised at things that are affected by a supply chain. So I recommend making a list early. Hopefully you do things like a Christmas club or something like that to save up money all year for Christmas. That's something that we do. And that's been very effective for us. That sets the budget and says this is how much we're going to spend on Christmas, and that's it. And sometimes we actually stick to that. It's so easy to go overboard at Christmas. It's just too easy to go overboard at Christmas. So be careful. Set a budget and only spend what you can afford, okay? And it really is true. It's you. You are the gift, you know? You give people love and care and that type of thing. And I know that's not a troublemaker type thing to say, but, you know, it's not the presents. It's being there and hanging out with family. And hopefully, we won't have a COVID Christmas. Hopefully, we'll have a year where we can go and be with friends and family this year and celebrate together. So, yes, that is going to be awesome. Anyway, all right. This is the one-off tech podcast live, and every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, this show comes on, and we cover tech news topics, and I work on giving you an action item, something for you to go work on this week. It's go do that shopping list. That's what you need to work on this week, and that's what I recommend. And then Sundays, if you're looking for something just a little bit different, then you should join me for the Sunday Tech Social, which happens at 7 p.m. Eastern. Last week's episode was awesome. I had a guest, Paul the programmer, was on the show, and it was just a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it, and he talked about some of his interests and things he's working on, and we also made fun. So if you happen to have an Acer computer and you've registered it, well, Acer had a big data leak last week. Hackers just released everything. It's not good. Change all your passwords if you had an account with Acer, because it just, yeah. It's not good. Of course, I'm not a big fan of Acer computers, except their Chromebooks. I love their Chromebooks. They do a good job with those. So, as I talked about on Sunday's show, everybody makes one good laptop. So, it's kind of like pick the laptop that they make. You know, it's kind of hard to say, go buy a Dell or go buy HP or go buy a Lenovo or Acer or Asus or any of the 10,000 other people that make computers. So, anyway, that's it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for coming by. I really do appreciate it. Everybody have a great night. Hope you have a great week. Have a very blessed week, as they tell you at Chick-fil-A. Thanks so much for watching, and goodbye.
This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.